Action Center. Jim, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
There we go. I got to get your microphone turned on. And also, we have the incoming director of the Northfield Community Action Center, Scott Wapata. Scott,
good morning, Jeff. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you both for coming in. We certainly appreciate it. Boy, it is a time of transition. Jim, we talked to you a while back, and you had announced your retirement. You're still on the job now, aren't you?
Still on the job until the end of September.
Yeah. All right. Are you counting the days now?
Just board meetings. They're easier. I haven't had that many fingers.
All right. As far as Scott, let's talk. You have been, a lot of people know you for a lot of different things that you have done. Mm-hmm. As soccer coach at the Northfield High School. You've been doing that for how long?
7 years at the varsity level and been with the program for over 10.
So all right.
It's been a while.
Now, you are giving that up.
Yep.
I understand for that. It's got to be kind of a bittersweet thing.
Yeah, there's been a lot of emotions and a lot of this shifting the last couple of weeks between my role at the Key with the Northfield Union of Youth and with the high school with soccer. It's been a lot of bitter letting go of some things, but pretty excited about the future.
And you're also, your full-time gig has been at the Key.
Yep.
You've been the executive director of the Key, and that, boy, working with young people for so many years, you'd mentioned a little bit emotional, and I'm sure those emotions carry over onto the young people that you worked with at the Key as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, letting them know, and we had a conversation with all of our youth leadership down at the Key. It was a pretty emotionally, charged conversation with kind of the range of things. But at the same time, I've been overwhelmed by the response from our youth. I mean, mm-hmm. they see the connection. They, know Jim from his decades of service around here, and they're excited about kind of what this shifting means for them. And they feel kind of like they're launching me out, which is kind of an exciting role for them to take.
All right. Jim, let's get back to you. You've been... How many years have you been with the CAC now?
18 years.
Yeah. So it was right at the turn of the century. Sound like old people.
Came
here
with the building.
let's talk about those 18 years. You've worked closely with people of Northfield and a lot of people that are in need.
Yes.
Sometimes, or very often, it's just temporary, but I'm sure you see some more people more often than others. Let's talk about, first of all, relationships that you have developed at the Community Action Center. We mentioned Scott just briefly, but boy, you know a lot of people here in town, and they know you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very, very dear relationships of people that we've served, of people that we've worked with, that people who have supported us all the way along the way. I miss that. I will really miss that. Yeah.
The CAC, just like KYMN, we both have 50-year anniversaries coming up, like this summer. Have you celebrated that yet?
Not yet. Okay. August 23rd is when we're going to celebrate 50 years of CAC.
All right.
Yeah. We'll have a little wing-ding. Boyd Hooper is coming down from Care 11 with mm-hmm. the stories, 10,000 stories. And he'll do a good job to pull it all together. We'll look back over 50 years. It doesn't seem like it was that long ago, Jeff.
Yeah. And Boyd does a great job of storytelling as well.
Yeah.
Now, how long have you been in Northfield? Did you come here for the job, or have you been in town for?
Oh, no. I had been in town since 84.
Mm-hmm.
Moved in 84.
All right. So you started the CAC right around the turn of the century in 2000.
Right.
Let's talk about what you've seen and how it's kind of grown or changed in either with the services or the needs over the course of the last couple of decades.
Well, our purpose has remained the same, mm-hmm. To support families who are low income, who need the help to purchase basic needs and keep their families surviving,
mm-hmm.
Food, clothing, shelter, and information. That was always the piece since the beginning of our existence there, Church Women United and the Human Relations Commission got together and started this up, but that information was always a critical ingredient. We would not just do it to them, but we would do it with them, and we would expose people to all of the informational bits that they would need to manage the network of other supportive services from the county or the state.
Mm-hmm.
So we've kept that kind of strain strong all the way along, and our needs have certainly increased. We're doing the same thing, but we're doing it at a much different scale than 50 years ago. In the first 10 years that I was here, of course, we entered into that economic downturn and so forth, but we had in 10 years trebled the amount of demand that we saw at the food shelf. Mm-hmm. We went from about 165 families a month to over 500 families a month.
Wow.
Yeah. So we were able to manage that with, you know, a few changes here and there, and we're going at another change in the food shelf to create a super shelf here at the end of August too. So we'll still be growing and still expanding that operation.
So. Yeah, let's talk about that operation, that food shelf, the mm-hmm. expansion. I know you talked to you before and you'd gotten the grant for that. When does it all go in and when does that start happening?
Well, that happens just about the end of August. And,
okay.
We tagged on to a proposal to the state that the city was making. It was a recycling proposal, but it got us the ability to install a walk-in cooler refrigerator, mm-hmm. Freezer sort of dual component operation there, and that would help us in the broadest sense to recycle more food. You know, we get a lot of produce every day from retailers throughout the year. We get other products from them. During the summer, of course, we get the CSAs, the Community Supported Agriculture sites will give us food, share their surplus, consider us a member in some of them. And we need to keep that fresh and viable. So this will all come together at just the right time, I think. I don't know exact timing of that installation, but mm-hmm. Our super shelf will be underway, and hopefully we'll be able to pull those two together and get them going.
Jim, I know you've got a full-time job that there's a lot of work to be done for the executive director, but at the same time, I know you have between volunteers and staff and such, Northfield has responded with a lot of help. Talk about that.
Oh, yeah. People, over 1,200 volunteers every year will help us. And many of those volunteers are dedicated to more than one of our programs. So, you know, if you just counted volunteer spots, there's probably 2,700. But if you look at the people who serve that, it's about 1,200 to 1,300 people who come through and do that. There are some familiar jobs that people have. You know, when we did Christmas sharing for mm-hmm. all those years, incidentally, we're doing a name change on that this year too. We're going to be calling it Operation Joy, so that people from every walk of life and every faith community feel like they're welcome to participate in that. But that program happening every year in the holiday season, you know, engages the same people. See you next year. It's one of those mm-hmm. one of those operations, you know, that people may only visit at that time of year, and it's a very condensed 3-day high impact, high work kind of setting that brings people out and gives us time to reminisce while we're working, and then they're gone, and many have, you know, come through and have passed on already, and mm-hmm. but it's just a feature of life in Northfield that is a wonderful experience. Oh, I'm starting to sound like Jimmy Stewart.
it's a wonderful life.
Yes, but it's true.
Let's move things over to Scott. Scott, you have the experience working with nonprofits. Was that your first nonprofit that you've worked for or been employed by?
Yeah. Yeah, nonprofit wise, I worked. I was a licensed general contractor at the downturn after graduating from St. Olaf, and then I actually worked for Travelers Insurance for 8 years doing claims adjusting before I came over to the Northfield Union of Youth, which is what runs the Key.
Now, I'm not. Does the Union of Youth and the Key, the Community Action Center and the Key, is there any overlap? Do you have services that you would work with each other? Are you familiar with Jim and what he does? I guess is my question.
Absolutely. Right. So the Northfield Union of Youth, especially in the last year and a half to 2 years, has grown a lot of more formal supportive services. So we've added a housing component to help with especially youth homelessness. We've added some mental health components. We've added food is one of them. And the CAC has been a really helpful partner for the last handful of years since my time there in figuring out what does it mean to make food available to youth who need access to it. What does it mean to work on the complexities of housing and alleviating the effects of homelessness. And the CAC, and especially Jim specifically, has been, a mentor and partner in that for the last couple of years.
Now, working with children means that you would also, there is some overlap in that you're working with families a lot. And that's what really Jim does. That's that experience, you got to feel that really will give you a leg up.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that's the most natural progression for this, from my role kind of moving and transitioning into the CAC, is that so often I'm working with youth. To be honest, one of the few like areas or boundaries we've experienced at the Union of Youth in the last couple of years is that we'll work with youth, but at some point we don't provide family advocacy. Like, we're focused on youth, and at some point, if you're not willing to dive into the whole family, which the CAC does so well, it's hard to affect change. You know, if you're only hitting one component of a family, it's kind of an isolated experience. And so that's where this progression, and I think the transition and the long-term partnership between NUI and the CAC makes a lot of sense.
When do you start the new job? Have you done it yet? Or
So officially, September 17th is the official start date.
Okay.
Which will give Jim and I a few weeks of very intensive, I don't know what he has in mind for me.
Vulcan mind hold.
Yeah, exactly. He'll be a Vulcan mind hold. And so, but between now and then, it's Northfield, and the CAC and NUI work together all the time. And so we're really looking at how do I kind of make the transition over the next few months in terms of getting up to speed and working with partners and volunteers and getting to know faces and just building those relationships now, because that just takes a lot of time. And that's what's great about Northfield, though, is there's a lot of crossover, and I'm excited to see how even volunteers have different roles in different organizations.
Let's talk about the Union of Youth. I'm presuming that you're looking for a new leader for the Union of Youth. Do you have a schedule, any type of time frame of what you'd like to do with that?
Yes, and also it's just under work. So we have, our board of directors has a succession meeting today even. And so in the next few weeks, it'll be more public about an actual job posting, but we'll hire somebody to take on the position. And then we'll kind of see what candidates we have and what structure makes the most sense for who comes forward.
All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck in both of those endeavors. And
thank you.
Jim, I know you've got a list to do after starting in October.
That's right.
Things I have started around the home, but do you have any big plans for your retirement? Or
No, I just want to get a little perspective. And stay out of Scott's hair and, watch the CAC flourish, from 10 miles away. Yeah. But that's nothing yet is forming up, Jeff, but I want to keep my hands in some things if I can, but not to be in anybody's way, that's for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
So we're not going to get, Scott's not going to get somebody knocking on his door. That weird gym guy's out here again. I'm sure you couldn't ask for any better help than help provided by Jim. You guys, best of luck to you both in your new endeavors, and you're both doing wonderful things for the community. It's certainly appreciated. And Jim, I'm sure you're going to keep very busy in your retirement.
You're right.
You're going to be one of those guys that say, how did I fit a job in with all this? Good luck with everything. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Scott Wapata and Jim Blaha from the Northfield Community Action Center.